Even if your external circumstances, if you feel there's a sense of incompleteness in your external life, I haven't quite achieved my full potential, that's a feeling many people have, in my outer life, there's a lot more that I could do, there's a lot more that I could achieve, and that is probably true as far as your outer circumstances are concerned. You could achieve mastery in this area or that area of your life, you can learn this or start practicing this or that, whatever it may be, become good at this or that. But that's peripheral. On the external level, that has its place. There's always room, unless you're very old or you haven't got much time left, there's always room for becoming good at this or that, learning this or that, and achieving your potential through time or in time. But that's the peripheral. Your outer being, your outer self is fine. That's how it works on the level of the outer, what I call your life situation. But there's something much more vital than your life situation, much deeper, more vital, and that is life itself, or being, or life itself. And if you're disconnected from that and you're seeking for fulfillment, the fullness of life through your life situation, that is a continuous source of frustration and ultimately non-fulfillment and ultimately suffering. Because that, the very essence of who you are, you cannot find. It's peripheral. Any doing in your life is on the periphery of your being. Being is central, and being is now. And so people get that totally wrong. They look for something where it cannot be found. They're really looking for themselves to be more fully themselves through some peripheral activity or some outer position. The world tells you now that you are somebody, now that you've made it. And that's never, for a brief moment you may delude yourself. And the world is full of highly successful people who are unhappy and live on tranquilizers. They have made it, and now what? They're still looking for something, and then they look for some, okay, let's try this experience. They have enough money to buy any experience. Let's go into this one. Another thrill. Let's travel there. And wherever they travel, they find themselves, and at first it feels good for a few moments, and then the old sense of dissatisfaction of something missing, something lacking. This wasn't it either. Okay, let's try a new relationship. Yeah, I've got it now. And a few weeks or a few months later, oh, that must have been the wrong person. I made a mistake. Or you travel to some ideal place. When I make enough money, I can live there in paradise, on Paradise Island. And then after a little while in paradise, you get completely bored out of your mind, or you get stung by mosquitoes. Oh, that wasn't it. And it's amazing. And then it can take people into despair almost, especially people who think they should be happy. I've made it. I'm the world considers me important, they say. I'm a VIP. I have money. I can do it. And just there's still this. There's something not right here. Now, if you're poor, then you can still delude yourself that one day when you're going to make money, you're going to be okay. Now, you may have to go through that, along that route, that if you cannot, if you deeply believe that one day when your bank account has grown to $10 million, then you're going to be okay, then you may have to experience that, and then experience that even then, for a little while, you might feel exhilarated, and then the old dissatisfaction and the sense of lack will come in again. But you may be able to see it now that that's not how it's going to, how the fulfillment of your life is not going to happen through anything. It cannot happen indirectly through something or other and in time. That has its place, but only as far as the outer is concerned. And the outer activities in your life, whatever happens is secondary. And what is primary is being. Course in Miracles points out beautifully that it takes no time to be who you are. So it doesn't take time to enter that state of consciousness. Now, make sure that you stay connected with your entire body and listen, and be open not only to the words, but to the silent emanation in this room. And then something from within you responds to that and comes forward, emerges. This is a state of consciousness that you can't even understand with the mind. A state of fullness and alertness, of simply being there, being totally. And then you suddenly realize nothing that happens in the future could be an improvement on this. And that's a very radical and revolutionary realization. Nothing that happens in the future could be better than this moment.